This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of North Valley Community Foundation, Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
Disasters don't discriminate, but recovery work does.
So it's our responsibility to steward the funds that we have so that those who are left behind in the recovery process receive the type of help that they need.
Hi, my name's Alexa Benson Valvanis. I'm the president and CEO of the North Valley Community Foundation.
Hi, my name is Giovanni Treseri. I'm the director of response and recovery.
So very early on, in the day of November 8th, I think we recognized, like the rest of this community, that something terrible was happening, and we were going to have to play a critical role. The North Valley Community Foundation has, in the past, opened up funds to address any disaster, really, in the world, where we allow community members to make contributions to a fund, and then we quickly vet organizations on the ground and determine who is best serving the community that's suffering. In this case, we were the community foundation on the ground. So I think by the evening of November 8th, we realized we were going to be a player in the recovery work as well.
When the campfire hit, we immediately reached out to the people that were on the ground in the shelters, providing immediate response, our first responders, people who really, we knew that we're taking on the responsibility to care for so many who are evacuating. Since then, we have been working really closely aligned with not only these organizations, but our government agencies to really look at what are the needs, where are the gaps, where could philanthropy play a role.
I think when you look at some of the grants that we've been able to deploy just within the first 6 months, you're looking at things like we were able to pay for a planner in the town of Paradise. We were able to immediately get resources to the Butte County Office of Education to make sure that counseling services was available in each school, in every district, in the entire county. These are dollars that we can deploy quickly, without a lot of strings attached, to make sure that immediate needs are being met. And although the government, and I think the county, is going to be able to step forward in a lot of these long-term solutions, we knew we had to do it right away because of the trauma and because of what was happening here. So that's kind of the role of philanthropy, to either kickstart something that government funding might not be readily available for, or just to immediately go in and say, this is a crisis, we have to address it, and let's use philanthropic dollars to do so.
The North Valley Community Foundation has raised over $53 million for the campfire relief. We have, to date, granted over $11 million. We're here for the long haul, and we need people in our community, partners outside of the area as well, to join us for the long-term recovery. It's going to take years. And so while we have received a lot of funds from outside the area and in the area, we are going to need a lot more.
Until everybody is settled, until every family and individual has had a true chance to reconstruct their life, I don't think our work's done at the North Valley Community Foundation.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio and have just heard about the North Valley Community Foundation's Campfire Relief Funds. Learn more at mynspr.org.